Hi, I'm Stuart Hargraves, and I'm a program manager for the Windows Dev Center. And today, I'll be talking about the range of options the Dev Center provides for accessing and working with your app analytics data. Now, I'll be focusing specifically on the new Windows Store Analytics APIs, and I'll also be talking about some tools that are built directly on top of these APIs. For instance, the Dev Center Content Pack for Power BI, and also the new DevCenter UWP app. So let's start with a quick review of what we already offer in the DevCenter dashboard. Now, the DevCenter analytics reports give developers a great way to see a lot of information about your apps at a glance. Now, the reports all offer various charts and graphs that make it really easy to spot trends. And each report also offers filters that let you drill in and see some more specific data and do some further analysis within the reports, all within the Dev Center. Now, developers often like to be able to pull their data down and work with it locally. And so the Dev Center download reports page lets you export your data to a TSV format, tab separated format. And when you do that, you can open your reports in Excel or another data analysis tool, or you can store your data offline and work with it later. Now, the exports also let you export data across all your apps, and you can also you can specify daily, weekly, or monthly aggregation. Now, developers have been asking us for a long time to give them a way to programmatically access data and work with it without having to log into Dev Center and click through reports one app at a time or download to a tab-separated file. And that's what the Windows Store Analytics APIs give us. The Windows Store Analytics APIs give us that programmatic access to our data. Now, the APIs offer app analytics, IIP analytics, ratings, reviews, and app health. Now, the analytics APIs also offer a number of new functions, such as the ability to do text search over reviews and to get back data for arbitrary date ranges. Now, I'll be showing you these features in a couple of slides. So let's take a look at what a basic API request looks like. Now, a basic request is a simple HTTPS GET request. And on the query string, there is a required application ID parameter, and the value of that parameter is the app ID of the app that you want to get back your data for. Now, you get your application ID by going into the Dev Center and looking at the app identity page for your app. Now, you'll also be setting an authorization header, and the value of that authorization header is your Azure Access Token. Now, an Azure Access Token is what the Dev Center uses to authenticate requests to the APIs, and I'll be showing you how to get your Azure Access Token in a few minutes. So a basic response from the analytics APIs is a JSON object, and in that object you get a value array, and the contents of that array are the results set from your query. You also get a next link. Now, the next link is a URL that gives you access to the next set of results when the current result set exceeds 10,000 rows. And then you also get a total count, which tells you the total count of all the rows in your result. So we just looked at a basic request, but the real power of the analytics APIs comes from the ability to use parameters and filters. Now, each API exposes its own set of parameters and filters that are specific to the data they return, but they also share a number of common parameters and filters. So a couple examples here. You see the start date and end date parameter. You also get order by, which lets you sort your results by one or more columns, either ascending or descending. The aggregation level parameter lets you specify daily, weekly, or monthly aggregation. And the filter parameter lets you further refine your results by one of the filter fields that each API exposes. Now, As I mentioned, each API has its own, and they also share a number of filters, which I'm listing here. And you can also build up complex queries using some logical and comparison operators that I've also have listed here. But rather than going through them here, why don't we jump directly into the APIs and look at some examples of how we use parameters, filters, and some operators. So starting with the App Acquisitions API, the first example here is using start date at end date to return acquisitions for 1 week's worth of time. And in the second example, you can see that I'm using aggregation level here to get back acquisitions aggregated by week. And I'm also using an OS version filter and a device type filter to get back acquisitions for Windows 10 desktop devices. Now, the in-app acquisitions API is unique, and it is in that it is the only, it's the only API that doesn't require an application ID parameter. And so you'll see in this first example, what I'm using is the in-app product ID parameter, which lets me get back acquisitions for a single in-app product. And in this example, I'm also using a gender filter and an age group filter to get me back results for a basic customer segment. In the second example, I am using the application ID parameter, and what that does is it gives me back acquisitions for all in-app products that belong to that app. Now, I'm also using a market filter to return data for two markets, and the acquisition type filter, which gives me two different acquisition types. Okay, so looking at the ratings API, in this example, I am specifying a start date but no end date, and what this does is it lets me get data for from a start date all the way up to the present, because when you don't specify an end date, it uses the current date. I am also specifying an aggregation level of month, and I'm ordering by date descending. In the second example, I'm getting back ratings for a single day's worth of data, and you do that by specifying the same value for the start date and the end date. Now, onto the reviews API. As I mentioned, you can do text search over reviews. And the way you do that is by using this contains syntax. And in this example, I am getting back reviews that contain the word slow in the title or in the text. Now, I'm also using a couple of numeric comparison operators here to get back reviews written on devices with less than 2 gigs of RAM and also have a rating of less than or equal to 3. Now, in example 2, I'm getting back reviews that were revised and that I responded to with the words, thank you. So you can do text search on your review text as well. Now, finally, the App Health API. This one is unique in that it gives us a group by parameter. Now, group by lets you limit aggregation on your results to just the fields that you specify plus the date field. Now, this is really useful when you want to speed up query performance. And the reason this works is because you can eliminate the columns that have a lot of unique values that make aggregation much less efficient. So in the first example, I'm grouping by failure name and package version. I'm also using the event type filter to get back only crash events. And I'm also using a device type filter here for tablets. Now in example 2, you can see that I'm getting back all events for a single package version, so we're using the package version filter, and I'm also grouping by 3 different columns there. So this is just a few examples of how you can use the APIs to ask some really interesting questions on your data, and I would really encourage you to look at the API documentation because it does a great job of listing out all those parameters and filters that you can use, and also explains how you use them and how to write the queries. So let's talk quickly about how you get set up to use the Analytics APIs. The Windows Store Analytics APIs use Azure Active Directory for authentication. And what this means is that you'll need to have an Azure Active Directory, and that Azure Active Directory needs to be associated with your DevCenter account. Now, I'm providing links to some documentation that explains exactly how to do these things, so I won't go into the details here. But if you're already using the Dev Center's multi-user capability, this is something you've already done. Now, once you have your Azure Active Directory set up, the next step is to set up an Azure AD application. Now, an Azure AD application is simply the application or the service that you'll be using to call the analytics APIs. Now, you'll do this step in the Dev Center, and once that's done, you will be able to generate a key, otherwise known as a client secret. And with that client secret and the client ID that you get from Dev Center, along with the Azure tenant ID, which you get from the Azure Management Portal, you'll then be able to obtain your Azure Access Token, which we talked about earlier. Now, the Analytics API documentation walks you through all the steps for making this happen. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the video, the Windows Store Analytics APIs also serve as a foundation that we can build new analytics tools on top of. Now, the Dev Center Content Pack for Power BI is an excellent example of one of these tools. So Power BI is a Microsoft service that provides a suite of business analytics tools for visualizing, analyzing, and reporting on your analytics data. And the Dev Center Content Pack uses the analytics APIs to bring your app analytics data into Power BI. So let's take a quick look at what the Dev Center Content Pack gives you. Now, out of the box, the Dev Center Content Pack comes with a dashboard with a number of pre-built tiles. And then by clicking on one of those tiles, it'll take you to the reports. And you'll see down here, you have a report, one each for the APIs we currently support. Now, the data in all these reports are they're refreshed every day automatically from the analytics APIs. And you can also specify a different refresh rate if you choose. Now, all the visualizations in these reports are highly interactive. So for instance, they will give you individual data points. And you can also do some cross-filtering by selecting on various elements in the visualizations. You're also able to zoom in on individual visualizations to get a better, higher fidelity view of that data. Now, if you want to do some more advanced filtering, there is a filter slide out that lets you choose a number of additional filters. And as you can see, when I select different filters, all the visuals in the report are updated, right? Now, another incredible capability that Power BI gives you is the ability to customize all these visualizations as well. So, why don't we take an example where we will customize the acquisitions by market visual right here. So what I'll do is I'll start by removing the one below it, and I can resize it. If we drop that onto the legend field, you can see that now I'm slicing this particular bar chart by gender as well. Now, you can also play with the chart types you get to see if there might be a better visualization. I think horizontal bar chart probably works the best for this one. And now, any visualizations you customize can be added to new reports you create, and they can also be pinned to new dashboards that you create as well. Now, the Dev Center Content Pack also uses Azure Active Directory for authentication, so you'll need to have an Azure Active Directory associated with your Dev Center account. But there's no need to set up an Azure AD application. Also, Microsoft provides this service for free. Now, if you want to find out more information about Power BI, you can look at powerbi.com. Also, I'm including instructions here to how to get started with the Dev Center Content Pack. Okay. Now, another example of an analytics tool that's built on top of the analytics APIs is the new Dev Center UWP app. Now, the version we're launching at build will give you a list of all your apps and will also give you app and IAP acquisitions reports, as well as health and ratings and reviews reports. Now, all these reports come with basic filters, and also you can choose your time range in the reports. And because this is a universal Windows platform app, it works really well on a wide range of form factors. Now, some features we're going to be releasing in the coming weeks and months, you'll be able to get notifications about important events that happen in your DevCenter account through this app. You will also get a payouts report, an ad performance report, and you'll be able to respond to reviews directly within the app. Now, one final note, the Windows Store Analytics APIs are also available to third-party analytics solution providers that are interested in providing Windows Store Analytics data to their customers. I'm providing some contact information on this slide for anybody who's interested in reaching out. So, in closing, the DevCenter is continually investing in the analytics APIs, and you can expect to see new data and new functionality out of the APIs in the coming weeks and months. Now, it's important to us that the APIs and all the DevCenter's analytics offerings give you what you need to be successful. And we welcome any feedback you have about the APIs or any other part of the DevCenter experience. Just click the feedback button at the lower right corner of the DevCenter dashboard. Thank you for watching.